You're listening to Power FM.
It's so dead.
We are Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Governance and elections researcher urges African governments, including Zambia, to take keen interest in the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in upcoming elections. United Capital Fertilizers injects approximately $600 million US into the new ammonia and urea plant. Within international news, dozens killed in attack on Sudan camp for people who have fled war. And finally, sports news, tickets for Kenya versus Zambia match sold out.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Gauteng High Court has scheduled a hearing on 15th August to consider the late President Edgar Lungu's family's application for leave of appeal in the case involving the government of Zambia and the Lungu family. The family is appealing to a Pretoria High Court ruling ordering that President Lungu's remains be handed over to the Zambian government for a state funeral. Family spokesperson and lawyer Makebi Zulu told Newsroom Africa that the appeal is necessary because the court did not address the grave man of the matter and focused narrowly on purported agreements between the family and the Zambian government. Mr. Zulu said the court failed to address key constitutional and human rights questions, including the family's right to dignity and who, as next of kin, is entitled to the body. The family maintains that President Lungu died as a private citizen after being stripped of state benefits amid allegations of re-entering active politics. Governance and elections researchers urged African governments, including Zambia, to take keen interest in the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in upcoming elections. Mercy Abiro, a researcher from Uganda-based group Threats, shared key findings from recent elections in Rwanda, South Africa, Tunisia, Mozambique, and Ghana, which she examined the role of digital platforms in shaping public opinion and spreading misinformation. Ms. Abiro highlighted the widespread of TikTok, observing that the digital platform was used for propaganda in the last elections on the continent. She underscored that social media, especially TikTok, played a major role in spreading political messages, much of it prompted misinformation and hate speech. Ms. Abiro warned that cheap fake propaganda circulates widely on digital platforms during elections. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has accused the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, of using its planned disposal of medicines and medical kits worth 129 million kwacha as a smokescreen to divert attention from allegations of corruption, theft and mismanagement of donated medical supplies. CAAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo says the planned disposal of medicines scheduled for August 15th is suspicious, claiming that it was intended to cover up large-scale pilferage of donated drugs. Mr. Tembo therefore challenges ZAMSA's description of the medicines as substandard, demanding disclosure of donors' names, purchase or donation dates, and the identities of officials who approved acceptance of near-expiry stock.
So we feel ZAMSA should tell the nation if the expired drugs were part of those that were marooned in 61 containers in a McCain warehouse, because this is very much surprising. We cannot have drugs expiring, then the country was facing a critical shortage of drugs. So ZAMSA should explain this. Then to some extent, we feel ZAMSA is just trying to create a smokescreen to divert attention from the pressure which is coming from the donors who are requesting that ZAMSA accounts for the safety and the proliferation of drugs, which is unprecedented. So ZAMSA, the explanation they are giving is not convincing. Even when they say there is change of the line of treatment, I think we've got no such record of change of treatment. So ZAMSA should come out clean and convince the people. Their explanation cannot even convince an elementary thinker.
Recently, ZAMSA Senior Manager for Corporate Affairs, Bradley Chingobe, recently announced the disposal of some named drugs, citing the expired shelf life, stating that they only represent 1.2% of national total stock. He added that the drugs in question were procured between January 2023 and December 2024, within the 2% limit set under the National Health Sector Supply Chain Strategy. United Capital Fertilizers, a subsidiary of the Wonderful Group of Companies, has invested approximately $600 million into the new ammonia and urea plant project, which is designed to produce 108,000 metric tons of ammonia and 100,000 metric tons of urea annually. This production capacity will meet Zambia's domestic demand while generating surplus for export to regional markets. The investment puts Zambia on the blink of achieving, or rather on the brink of achieving, self-reliance in fertilizer production. This came to light during the commissioning of the test run for United Capital Fertilizers' new ammonia and urea plant, a facility expected to transform the country's agricultural capacity and strengthen its position as a regional food supplier. Officiating at the commissioning of the plant, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Siakalenga Siazonga, welcomed the development, describing it as a critical step in Zambia's industrialization agenda. He said the investment would enhance Zambia's competitiveness in agriculture, create thousands of jobs, and stimulate socio-economic growth for the country. Meanwhile, Board Chairperson Chance Kabarahe said the plant would ensure that Zambia is no longer dependent on fertilizer imports, adding that the country is already producing D-compound not only for local market, but also for the regional market. In international news, at least 40 people have been killed within an attack on a camp for displaced people in Sudan's western Darfur region, according to an aid group that works there. Abu Shulk Emergency Response Room said Monday's assault was carried out by the Rapid Support Forces, RSF. The resistance committee in nearby El Fasha city, made up of local citizens and activists, also reported on this. El Fasha, which came under intense attack as well as the last major foothold in Darfur for the army and its allies, which has been fighting the paramilitary RSF in the last two civil year war. The conflict has triggered a humanitarian crisis, with the UN warning that families trapped in the besieged city face starvation. Sudanese media reported that the camp was caught in the crossfire of fighting in El Fasha. But the aid group inside Abu Shuk, where at least 200,000 people live, said some of those killed in the attack were shot in their homes, while others were gunned down in public. Still within international news, South Africa's unemployment rate edged higher again in the second quarter of 2025, reaching 33.2%, data released by Stats SA reveals. This marks an increase of 0.3 percentage points from the first quarter, surprising economists who had predicted a more modest rise of 33%. Of the 10 major sectors tracked, 6 recorded a decline in employment during the quarter, notably utility sector, which had previously shown growth through renewable energy projects and expectedly shed 6,000 jobs. The financial services sector, traditionally a key driver of employment, lost a significant 24,000 jobs. Agriculture also saw a loss of 24,000 positions, although it represents a smaller share of the total employment. Manufacturing continued its downward employment trend, consistent with Purchasing Managers Index PMI data, released earlier this year. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to a pigeon, told you to expect some more. Take notice.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batani. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
To original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka.